This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is your brother Ali Janwar. I want to react to and translate the fatwa of Sheikh Salah Al-Sawi about donating your zakatul mal to Islamic schools. Very interesting fatwa. I wanted to share it with you all. Let's listen to what the Sheikh says, then I'm going to translate what he said, and then I'll add some of my comments, inshallah ta'ala.
سؤال بعد هذا هل يجوز التبرع لمدرسة إسلامية في كندا من زكاة المال؟ الجواب عن هذا أن المدارس الإسلامية خارج ديار الإسلام خاصة من مصارف الزكاة لدخولها في مصرف في سبيل الله لقيامها بمهمة المحافظة على الدين بالنسبة للناشئة والجهاد كما يكون باليد يكون بالكلمة وقد قال تعالى في سورة الفرقان فلا تطع الكافرين وجاهدهم به جهادا كبيرا وقد صدر قرار المجمع الفقهي الإسلامي برابطة العالم الإسلامي بأكثرية أعضائه بهذا المعنى وقد أشرنا إليه عدة مرات في يعني في فتاوى سابقة وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجمع الكلمة وأن يؤلف النفوس والقلوب وأن ينجح مؤسساتنا وأن يقدرها على القيام بواجباتها إن شاء
الله. All right. That is what Sheikh Salah Al-Sawi says. I'm going to turn off the display here for a sec. Alhamdulillah, there is it's a very beautiful fatwa, very beautiful the way the Sheikh has explained it is really beautiful, and I'm going to try my best to translate it and then add a little bit of commentary to this. So the question was, is it allowed to donate to an Islamic school or Islamic schools, Madaris al-Islamiyya, in Canada from Zakatul Mal? The assumption here is it's totally acceptable to donate to any good cause from sadaqah, right? Just general philanthropy, because the Prophet ﷺ said, "Kullu ma'rufin sadaqah," every good action is an act of charity. So there is no question about that at all. The question is about zakat, because zakat is restrictive. It has 8 specified categories in the Quran. The question is donating to an Islamic school, can it fall under one of those 8 categories? The answer of the Sheikh is as follows. He says, Islamic schools outside of Muslim lands, especially outside of Muslim lands, are zakat eligible, as they fall in the category of fi sabilillah. Fi sabilillah is category number 7 out of the 8 categories. They fall in the category of fi sabilillah, which literally translates to in the way of Allah. He says, Sheikh Salah, because Islamic schools preserve the religion of the young Muslims. He says, jihad, just like as it includes war, just like it's with yad, it also includes using speech to defend Islam and preserve Islam. تَكُونُ بِكَلِمَةٍ يَكُونُ بِكَلِمَةٍ. It is also with speech. And then he quotes the ayah of the Quran to say how included in the concept of jihad is defending Islam through speech. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Furqan, فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. So do not yield to the disbelievers, but strive diligently against them with this or with it. And that it is referring to the Quran. According to the scholars of tafsir, like Ibn Kathir, he says the it here is referring to the Quran. This is evidence. The Shaykh is using this ayah as evidence that jihad is not just warfare. Jihad includes defending Islam by using arguments, using the Quran, using speech essentially. Okay? Institutions that protect Islam are thus included in the category of jihad, and that's the category number 7. He then further continues that the Islamic Fiqh Council of the Muslim World League has issued a declaration on the matter. And he says that this is something that has been issued by them, and we have alluded to this declaration many times in previous fatawas. And then he makes dua that we ask Allah to unite the Muslims, to give success to our institutions, and to give them the ability to fulfill their responsibilities. And we say that to that the beautiful dua, Ameen. So that is Sheikh Salah's fatwa and some of my little comments to explain where he's coming from. And I wanted to just add a couple of things here for the sake of bringing the argument, making it whole, inshallah, so we have a good understanding of the topic. As I mentioned, zakat has very specific conditions of who that zakat can be given to. It's eight categories. Category number one is innama sadaqatu lil fuqara, the ones who are broke. Wal masakin, the ones who are poor. Number two, wal amilina alayha. Number three is those who are working for a Muslim government to disperse zakat. Okay. Wal muallafati qulubuhum. Number four, those who are inclined to Islam, they're Muslims and they're new Muslims. Zakat can be given to them to incline their hearts further to Islam. وَفِي الرِّقَابِ, number five, to free slaves and to free prisoners. وَالْغَارِمِينَ, number six, those who are in debt. Even if the debt is an interest-bearing debt, they can be paid off from zakat so that they don't have debt anymore. وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, number seven, in the path of God. وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ, and the wayfaring traveler. A wayfaring traveler, Ibn Sabil, is somebody who has money but has lost access to their money because they're not home, they are traveling abroad, so zakat can be given to them to make them reach their home so they can access their wealth. The idea is that this person has temporarily become poor. So those are the eight categories of zakat. The seventh category is fi sabilillah. Fi sabilillah in the Quran is used vast majority of time to refer to fighting in the way of Allah. Okay, and this is something that the scholars of tafsir and the scholars of fiqh mention, that this extensive usage of the Quran referring to fi sabilillah as fighting necessitates that this category of zakat, fi sabilillah, is only for that purpose and that purpose only. Okay, this is the classical understanding of this. The four madhahib are in consensus on this, that this category is referring to those who are fighting for the cause of Islam. And in fact, they qualify, these are fighters who are al-ghuza al-mutatawwi'in, the voluntary fighters. They're not like, on the army payroll, for example. They have joined the army as volunteers. They are paid from the zakatul mal. Okay. And for example, the Hanabila also include in this, the Hanbalis include in this category, people who can go, who are going for Hajj, because there's a hadith of Prophet ﷺ where a man had brought a camel, and the Prophet ﷺ, a camel for the sake of Allah, so it could be used in battle. And then a woman wanted to make Hajj using that camel. The Prophet said to her, "Irkabiha fa innal Hajj fi sabilillah." He said to her, "You can use it to go make Hajj because Hajj is in the path of Allah." So the Hanbali school, they allow this Hajj, to fund a person's Hajj from zakat money. They allow that as well, with obviously certain conditions. Now, that is the classical view, the view that this is restrictive to that. Our modern day scholars, like the Muslim World League, the Islamic Fiqh Council, Association of Muslim Jurists of America, AMJA, and many other bodies of scholars and great mashayikh of our time have made the point that this is a category that is essentially inaccessible to the Muslims, particularly the Muslims who are living as minorities in the West. We cannot be voluntary fighters in any capacity. Okay, so what then is left of this category? Well, jihad, the scholars of the past have restricted it only to fighting. But today, our scholars have said, well, jihad also includes defending Islam. And then institutions that defend Islam through speech, through producing content, and even through things such as producing students that will, like, that the preservation of the religion is happening through those institutions, all of that is a type of jihad, and thus these should be included in the category of fi sabilillah. That is the mahallun niza', like they say in Arabic in usul al-fiqh, the scope of the argument, where the where the evidence lies, so to say. Okay, and this is a good position, inshallah ta'ala. And I think that we should try to give zakat. My personal take on this is our zakat should go to as many categories that we can give zakat to. If you find a person who's poor, who's broke, help them, give them your zakat. If you find somebody who's in debt, help them, give them zakat so they can be out of debt. If you find somebody or a great cause, like a good Islamic school that can live on after you, that can produce students whose identity is preserved, their Muslim identity is preserved because they went to that school, that is an excellent avenue of zakat as well. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum.